This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for November 28, the Foot-Washing King. Our reading comes from John chapter 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then Lord Simon Peter replied, "Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not every one was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." John 13 shows us that during Jesus' final Passover meal with his disciples, he got up and washed their feet. This was ordinarily the job of a slave or a servant. And in that day, people wore sandals and walked along dusty roads with animals. Filthy feet could ruin people's appetites at a holiday meal. One of my seminary professors encouraged his students to pay attention to the verbs describing Jesus' actions in this passage. In these verbs, we get a picture of Jesus' mission and purpose. Jesus got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. And he proceeded to wash his disciples' feet. Then, afterward, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. What is the bigger picture? Jesus got up from his heavenly throne, took off his heavenly glory, and wrapped himself in our flesh and blood. Through his life, death, and resurrection, he washed away his people's sins. Then he ascended to heaven, put on his heavenly glory, and returned to his place with God on the throne. Through the power of the Spirit and by following Jesus' example, we too can serve one another at the Jesus meal and wherever he calls us to go. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, our King who became a slave for our sake, we praise you for this story that humbles us, inspires us, and empowers us for service in your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.